This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Britain became more isolated Monday as countries fearing a rapidly spreading mutant strain of the coronavirus continued to close down travel from the country. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile trips, and cross-channel trains and freight because of the rising international alarm. The mutant strain is considered more infectious and has flared in London and southern England. Some of the countries imposing travel bans include France, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Poland, Belgium, Austria, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Hong Kong, India, and Canada. In a press conference on Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged Britons to remain calm. He assured people most supplies are coming in and out of the country as normal. British Airways announced it will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. The move was in response to calls from the state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to ban air travel from Britain over the new virus strain. Cuomo made the announcement and called for Delta Airlines and Virgin Atlantic Airways to voluntarily agree to do the same. The outgoing U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday he sees no reason to appoint a special counsel on two key issues to President Donald Trump. That would be potential election fraud or the tax investigation into the son of President-elect Joe Biden. Barr said Monday in his final press conference that the investigation into Hunter Biden's financial dealings was being handled responsibly and professionally. Barr also told the AP in a previous interview that he has seen no evidence of widespread voting fraud, despite President Trump's claims to the contrary. This is